Hello and welcome to Illy's Coffee Talks. Season 3 is going to be about all my favorite topics, including slow living, inner work, entrepreneurship, creativity, spirituality, slow traveling, and health. I am Ophélie Cabanero, your host. Enjoy the episode. Good morning, Rahel. How's it going?
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I was always super excited. Since I know you, I knew you have a podcast and I was like, I want to be on it one day.
Yay! I was so excited too. I've been wanting to ask you for a while and I just kept forgetting and now it's finally happening. So it's cool.
Everything comes to its time, right?
Totally. And yeah, you are a hypnotherapist and kinesiologist.
Exactly.
And so many other things, right?
Yeah, totally. Ask me about it.
Maybe that's a perfect topic actually to start with, this those titles we give ourselves and those boxes we need to fit in. And yeah. Do you want to say something about that?
Oh, for sure, for sure. It's so funny because now I'm studying astrology and when I tell my friends like, oh, I did makeup artist school, they're like, wait, what? I mean, what did you do in your life? And so I'm like, yeah, well, I just tried to do everything.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, my kind of way of becoming who I am today was that I did an apprenticeship, you know, like in business. And I always knew I need to do something with people. And at some point, like with 22, I, you know, had a sleeping disorder. And my cousin was like, you really need to see a kinesiologist. And I was like, what the hell is a kinesiologist? And he was like, yeah, she does stuff with your arm and it's gonna work with your subconscious mind. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I mean, if you would have told me with 20 you will once become a therapist and you will be self-employed by your 30s, I would have been like, but why and how and when and So I mean, yeah, my corporate plan was like to study economy, although I always knew it, I'm not interested in that, but it was like the obvious, would have been the obvious path to do that. And at some point, like, I just, you know, was like, okay, I don't want to study that. I want to do psychology. But I always knew I was too lazy. So I ended up being in kinesiology school, doing the yoga teacher, becoming a makeup artist, working in corporate. Then I was like, as soon as I knew that all of the doors are open, I was like, oh my God, there's so much to do in life. Like, we're so privileged to do anything we want. We can apply for a jewelry course tomorrow, or to go to do pottery, or to I don't know, learn palmistry, or to go dancing, or like everything is possible. So soon I was like, oh my God, like, life has so much to offer. I was just like going into Alice in Wonderland, not the rabbit hole, but like the good door. Like, this is a candy store. At some point, kinesiology, and then, like, you know, I knew, like, there's more than just everything what we see. And then I got into hypnotherapy. Yeah, and that's how I built my way up to who I am today.
And I just took your hypnotherapy course that you offer online from now on.
Exactly.
And it was great. And to anybody listening, I'm already doing marketing.
You are. That's your power skill.
Yeah. Become an affiliate, or what you said last time.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. It's really interesting. Your design is beautiful. And the exercises are cool, and it was a nice group, also nice connecting with other people who are interested in the same kind of stuff. Yeah. So you also do, you don't just do clients one-on-one. You also have
exactly
online platforms for people to study.
Hey, I mean, let's talk about this whole story of purpose finding. And because, I mean, like my vision was like, okay, I'm doing kinesiology school, and it would be cool if I would have maybe 2 days of practice when I'm in my 50s. Like that was my vision and my goal. And at some point I was like, no, I need to go away from this office job from 8 to 5. I don't like this. And then, you know, at some point I got self-employed, like my dad passed away and I inherited a little bit of money. And I was like, okay, I need to jump now. Otherwise I will never jump because I will always hold on to security or stability. And I do agree. It's not everybody's path to just quit their job from today to tomorrow. Maybe just, you know, like decrease your job and then, you know, build up like that. And then I was self-employed and I was like, I'm going to be a therapist till I'm 70 years old. Like I had my next vision again. And then I was like, oh my God, I cannot always see clients from Monday to Friday or Saturday and just listen to problems. And I just like so much more of the whole therapy scene. And I mean, before I was just like, okay, there is just the path of being a therapist. And at some point I was like, oh my God, there's so much more of being an entrepreneur. There's like marketing, there's your own HR, there's your own bookkeeping, there's your own social media. There is like so much more that adds on to it. And I was like, oh my God, there's so much more you can do with therapy. And I did have, you know, like a few marketing coaches or, you know, inspiration on social media where I was like, oh, I could write a book. Oh, I could give a course. Oh, I could have a retreat. Oh, I could, you know, have my own merchandise brand. And again, like so much opened up again with so many opportunities, which is so cool. Like at the beginning, you're almost overwhelmed. And at some point it's like, oh, I can have my own branding stickers. How cool is that? I can have my own tea bags. So at some point it was like, oh, this is so cool. You can build a brand around your therapy and help so many people with just stickers with some random quotes on them, which is, which can make such a nice impact. Stickers. I mean, who doesn't like stickers? Everybody likes stickers. We all used to be kids who love stickers. So I always say adults are just, you know, people who grow up in bodies, but their minds are still kids. And that's what we need to solve in therapy. We always need to connect to our inner child because we're still children.
I love it.
Yeah. And same thing, which was with the academy. It was like, you know, I was always super bad at presentations and writing skills. And like I was a super bad student. It was, I mean, I was horrible. And at some point, like when you find that, what you really love, what you really like, then you're able to expand yourself in so many ways. And I mean, I would have never thought that I would write a book. Like, I mean, I read probably like 10 books in my life. That's what my parents would probably say. And at some point I was like, this is a really cool idea. Once you have an idea, then everything flows and everything comes to you and everything is just, you know, in a such a nice pathway with good energy, with good people surrounding you. And yeah, just stay away from toxic people who want to give their fears on yourself. So yeah, just a side note.
As an entrepreneur or an artist or someone going a slightly different way than most people. Yeah,
exactly. And so I just think, you know, once you have an idea and you just want to do it, then go for it. I mean,
yeah,
it's, you know, something that you have an idea. And I think we always just put ourselves under pressure because we think, okay, it needs to be done in 3 weeks or in 3 months. And like we try to put it in a time frame. And I think it just, everything comes by its time when it's ready. And I think you just need to trust the process. And I mean, for me, like procrastinator and not being very, very patient. I mean, yeah. And the same happened to me with my academy because, so I always was like, I became the student once I went to all of these schools. I would take my laptop and I would write notes during school, right? And at some point I was like, oh my God, I was actually a little clever to put this in such a nice design. I can reuse it. I can recycle it.
Mm.
And that's why I was like, you know, sometimes you do something that you don't know why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm just doing it for myself. But at some point you can recycle it and share it with others, or, you know, influence others with your whole knowledge that you have.
Yeah, totally. And you were also saying on the other hand that you were thinking that you would at some point work only 2 days a week or write that book, and it happened much quicker than you planned.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that you're the same, right? I mean, you're writing your book and you're already having two or three ideas, and it's just once you have an idea, I mean, people are always like, how did you write your book? And I always say, you know, my truth, my reality doesn't have necessarily has to be your truth and your reality. And I'm a person, I have to mind map everything. Like everything has to come like in a certain structure, or like in a mind map, or in a post-it wall. Like everything comes out into framing it into, or bringing it from words to onto paper. And as soon as I kind of like had the structure of the storyboard, I was able to write it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's like a red thread or like a storyboard of like, okay, this is where we're beginning. These are the goodies. This is the interesting part. This is going to be the deep part. This is going to be the light part. This is going to be maybe enlightening. These are going to be exercises. These are going to be quizzes. This is going to be like everything just needs to kind of grow into or needs to manifest in your thoughts and your dreams, in your conversations. And I think that's how, you know, creativity can be a sharing space, even though you talk with friends who don't have to do anything with therapy, like in my case. And that's how you can create such amazing things or products of, you know, sharing your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about it?
About the book?
Yeah. I mean, not my book, but how do you feel about like writing books?
Amazing. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. And at the same time, it's the hardest thing, I find. It's what, so I'm not, I think I don't have it as easy as you for the process. Now I'm at the editing phase. I mean, I started a long time ago, really, but at the beginning of COVID, I think. But with the content for this book in particular, I think I started in January and on Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, I thought, oh, yeah, that would be a cool idea. And it was this vision that came to me that I was not, you know, how sometimes you can visualize things passively and sometimes actively. Sometimes you know exactly what you want, and sometimes you just have this image coming and, okay, I'm going to do that. I would trust those visions a lot because they don't come very often. Yeah, but
know what you mean.
The vision is one thing, and then it still needs a lot of discipline and organization. Mm-hmm. And it needs to, I think my biggest struggle is to, even though I'm getting better at it, I hope, is to just schedule that time, you know, and not choose to have coffee with a friend instead, you know, be really disciplined. That's my biggest problem, like say no to friends who want to have coffee, because I also want to do this, right? And editing is not you need a lot of focus, I find, to for this kind of work. It's not like writing an email and posting something on Instagram not opposite, but really different than also coaching or hypnotherapy or cranial. It's really a different energy, I find.
Totally. And I think you need, you know, your creative spaces, or this can be, you know, total isolation, or it can be in a coffee shop where you are able to write or able to bring everything into, you know, from your head down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes things are easier in your thoughts than mm-hmm. writing it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And then you can be at a whole sentence, you can be like 3 days.
Yes.
Kind of like having that feeling.
So you had that feeling too sometimes.
I mean, yeah, I had days they were like better and then days yeah. they were worse. And yeah. sometimes I would just, you know, write my whole storyboard of topics that I want to write about, or I know this needs to go into there. And then, you know, there are different techniques of writing. You can maybe just write words and then you can write sentences around those words. Or you have the sentence and then you know it sounds so flourish or flourishing. And then the next sentence is like,
yeah,
super dark and deep. And you're like, how are those two going to match together?
Yeah, totally. And sometimes I think when I reread what I wrote, I'm like, I'm a genius. And sometimes I read the same thing again the next day. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, and I think that what we really need to come out of is always doubting ourselves. Yeah, I mean, totally. Like, oh my God, I have so many ideas, you know, for like reels and Instagram and posts and everything. And then I'm like, everything has to be in a super deep perfectionism, and I just sabotage myself of like, no, it's not good enough. And instead of just posting and putting it out there and just giving content out to share something.
Yeah, I also feel that I don't dare to do videos, for example, as reels, so that they're always there, you know. I just do stories, mm-hmm. so I know that after one day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that comes with inner work and actual action.
Yeah,
but inner
totally
work, I think.
And sometimes it's also good if you have your accountability partner, you know, like mm-hmm. being like, okay, we're gonna do this, this is what we're gonna, it's gonna be done by then and then. Mm-hmm. And that's how I do have my, you know, my friends who support me, and I support them, and we're like, you know, mm-hmm. brainstorming together and discussing everything. Because I think that was like my key of being an entrepreneur at the beginning, that I found this amazing workspace. And mm-hmm. I met so many great, wonderful women who had the same drive as me. And I was able to exchange, you know, with people in my world. And at some point you're going to be in a bubble, but it's so much value of having, you know, people around you who have similar visions mm-hmm. or kind of like, yeah, same problems.
Yeah.
To just, you know, be real and know the reality. And I mean, entrepreneur is like always like, oh, you can work whenever you want, wherever you mm-hmm. want. And you're like, yeah, but I mean, I sometimes feel 3 weeks stuck. And then I have two mm-hmm. days where I have to work till morning at 2 o'clock, because then mm-hmm. it's flowing. And that's not a sign you want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's probably idealized right now on social media.
Very much.
And it's always like, ah, you just have to find something you love. Yes, find something you love, but that's not going to do the trick.
Exactly. That's not going to do the whole job.
Yeah. Because we don't learn.
I mean, I just think, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, no matter where you are. But it's about, that's when I get invited about, you know, purpose finding and everything, I'm like, you need to know who you are and what you want to be surrounded with. And once you know, maybe you are a person who needs people around you, maybe you're a loner, and then you can just sit in your dark space, which is fine as well. But I mean, you just need to figure out, are you, what kind of person are you? And I mean, I had to say, like, okay, like, it could be that I have an ADHD of, you know, wanting to do more than just be with one-on-one people therapy, but I just know it's like such a good balance for me to do other stuff, because I am a creative person. I like to, you know, work on my design stuff or to support people of doing stuff. And also, which is key, which really helped me is like, you know, it is for sure the inner work, but sometimes you just don't know what really your creativity is or what your talents are. And I mean, I went to thousands of not thousands of shrinks, but a few hundred of shrinks, you know, or to like palm reading or like astrology or now human design or numerology, like all of that can really help you understand what is sometimes going on into your life or sometimes where you may be stuck. And somebody can tell you without them knowing where you're at. And this stuff just helps me so much of, you know, being like, okay, it's amazing because there's another world of things we cannot see, that things we cannot plan. And it just gives you so much more trust in life of like, okay, now this is my point of view, or this is maybe something that I'm going into. And sometimes it's just like, no, it's like feeling blocked and being isolated, and to just have to accept that and be in that kind of flow belongs to the path as well. You're not always in a consistency of the same drive.
Yeah, every day is different. So you cannot, maybe one day, and I think, and you can let us know if it works for you, but you have those creative days and then you have the therapy days. How is that?
It's a very good question. What you're asking, it's, you know, I used to take people from Monday to Friday and from 8 o'clock till 8 o'clock in the evening. And at some point it was like, oh my God, before 10 o'clock in the morning, no, I cannot have that, you know, connection in my brains for deep stuff. And the same in the evening after 6 o'clock, I'm like, no, I cannot do this. And at some point I was like, you know what, I think I need to structure it more. And I only work now Wednesday to Friday in my practice. And then I know I will be in my practice and that's the only thing I will focus on. And I don't need to worry about anything else. The other 2 days I have like the super flexibility to work on my book, to work on different projects, on, you know, the Hypnotherapy Academy. And, you know, my vision is kind of like to make therapy accessible for everybody, because I just think, you know, I've spent so much money on so many schools, on so many, on so much educational stuff. And I mean, I agree, it's really nice to be covered by the supplementary insurance, but I think just think people have so much more talent or like availability or interest in therapy of, you know, just knowing soft skills, emotional skills, emotional intelligence that you can give to people. And that's why I founded, you know, my academy that is just in 6 days, because I'm like, yeah, it is good if you do your 3-year course, but I mean, you can learn some skills in 6 days and, you know, be, yeah, and help and like be hands-on already and not like being 3 years in doubt. No, I can only do it after 3 years. Because I mean, you know it yourself. I mean, if you would look at your 15-year-old, I mean, the person you are then and what you have imagined for your life with all of the conditioning that we grew up with is just crazy. You feel the same about it, don't you?
Yes, I totally agree. So much conditioning and limiting belief we have to work on to be able to be self-employed or live a life that we like.
I mean, I always ask my people, who are you living for? And they're like, yeah, you know, my dad, he always wanted me to become this and that. And you're like, yeah, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for him or for her, or, you know? And I mean, I do agree. Sometimes you are in a situation where it's not easy to maybe get out of the whole system, but it's about baby steps. I mean, I remember my first course was, I think it was doing the makeup artist course, where I actually did something for myself and just was like, I don't know if I ever will do something with it or work on it, but I'm just doing this for myself because it's just a hell of a fun thing to do. And I'm willing to dive deep into that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all the things I've done, like the yoga teacher training and all that, and I've worked in it, of course, but I feel like they've all been for myself first, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they should be, because
yeah,
you learn so much about, you were saying before, people need to know their talents and what they like, what they're good at, what they don't like. I'm not going to say who they are, because that's, I think, a much deeper thing that we might never know, but at least the basics. And I think you have a lot of people coming to you for these reasons.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I always say, just try. I mean, people are like, when you ask them, what do you want to do? Then they're like, I want to open up a coffee shop. And then you're like, did you ever go and work for a coffee shop in one day? And they're like, no. And then I say, just do that.
Yeah, because that's great.
The illusion, the grass greener on the other side, is sometimes an illusion.
Yes. So much so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, last week I had a client, I saw her the first time, and she came in and she was like, I want to be an interior designer and quit my job. And I was like, okay, cool. Why are you here again? And she was like, I never said that before. And I was like, yeah. I mean, if you feel good with it, if your heart blossoms, if you start smiling, then it is obviously something that makes you happy. And I mean, I do understand the whole risk and security and financial stability that, you know, we want. But the question is always, what is the worst that can happen? And what is your, maybe your plan B you can still escape to again?
Yeah. So it's this step-by-step thing, because you cannot become a millionaire tomorrow, right? Your body would not be able to cope with it.
Exactly.
But it's just step by step. Okay, what am I gonna do? Okay, and then the result, and kind of find that balance. And also this huge thing of thinking, I want to do that, wouldn't that be amazing? And I say that because I've done that so many times.
So many times.
To realize, no, that's not it, because whatever doesn't suit me. And for example, the stand-up comedy, you know, I tried a couple times and it's hard, actually. It's fun, but it's also very difficult to be in front of people, and it's very vulnerable. It's a lot of work on yourself when you do that, actually, because you constantly reflect on yourself. But I thought, I was seeing some friends who do this on a regular basis and for a living even, and they travel all the time, you know, they're in the train all the time, they do it in the evening, and I'm like, same as you, you know, after six I'm done, you know,
I'm out.
I don't want to go out, I don't like to go to bed late, you know. So I was like, yeah, stand up maybe not, you know.
You need a day, like day raves, you need like day stand-ups.
My partner says, you have to organize a brunch stand-up, how cool would that. And I, for a while I was thinking about that, but then,
that is really cool.
It is really cool, but
especially for people after their 30s, they're like, they want to have mimosas in the morning, they don't want to be somewhere at 6 o'clock in the morning being like, oh my god, I got too drunk.
Yeah, and then they laugh because they're drinking mimosas, right?
Exactly. Win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, perfect. I'll rethink the project.
So funny.
Yeah, but I did so many things that I thought, I had this. I even went all the way to Australia to study surf events, you know, and I did it and I worked on it, and then I was like, no.
Maybe not.
You have to wake up at 5. No, it was another reason. But
same.
Super, I was interesting.
Like, I really want to work behind a bar. And then I went one evening and I was like, this is destroying me on every level of of my being. And I was like, no, I totally now I really appreciate people who work in you know, in the field of restaurants and bars and so on, like hospitality, because I'm like, no, I could never do that.
I did it a few times and it destroys me as well. And I think you need to be a certain type to be.
And you need to get used to it, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. But so many times we have that. And sometimes I truly believe that you can sometimes know before you actually do it. But sometimes you need to do it to realize, oh, no, that's not for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. I always tell my people, you know, go and try, just do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, yeah, you know, the coffee shop and I really like sushi. Then you're like, yeah, go and take a sushi course. Maybe you like washing rice. Maybe you're just the person who wants to be a restaurant tester for sushi. That's mm-hmm. totally fine as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
This, yeah. And I think a lot of people don't know. I also have people who don't know what they want exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one step, know what mm-hmm. you want,
mm-hmm.
and then go for it is another step, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you help the people going for it once they found it?
I mean, once they found it, sometimes people are like, I don't know how to start. I don't know where to start. And I think there, it's really helpful to, I mean, that's why they come to me. And I mean, that's what I always tell them, my reality, not their reality. But I always say, you know, it's good to have like a small action plan, like the next three steps. And sometimes people just need somebody to take their hand and just be like, okay, let's go here. Let's do this. Yeah. Imagine this. And then they feel good already, because I mean, I have so many people as well who were like, you know, in economy or studied MBA, their MBAs or masters or whatever. And I always thought those people are the ones who know everything about business, but they're like, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I'm like, dude, but you studied that stuff, didn't you? But they're like, yeah, but nobody tells you how to really start and how to get it going, right?
Mm. And it's so emotional also, because it's your own thing, right?
It is super. You're so vulnerable about your own things, because you always take everything super personally, because it's created out of your own hands. And there's so much thoughts and emotions you always put into everything that you create. And then you have bitch-ass people who are like, I don't like your content, but instead of saying, hey, did you ever consider maybe your content could be this and that? Like, you're like, bitch, if you don't have a great recommendation or a great idea, then just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. I also don't get that, that people say these things. What's the point?
Yeah. it's, I mean, but it's so easy to judge and so easy to say once you're not, you know, creating all of your stuff by yourself.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
And that's, and maybe everybody needs, everybody probably, I just saw a video yesterday from an actor. I don't remember his name. I posted like, everybody needs to express themselves, and to express yourself, you need to know yourself. And I think, yeah, it's healthy to express yourself, but not in this way, right? You have to find a healthy way. And if it can inspire others, even better. But I think it's a need, and even healthy to express yourself. And then, but maybe that's how people do it when they don't find the right thing, their thing. I don't know, it just came.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is also just leave yourself time, right? I mean, I also saw this this video of my friend, she was like, you know, like a toddler until he can really walk, like a baby until he can walk, or it can walk, it falls over 560 times. And I mean, as an adult, how many times do you give yourself the space to fall down? Like, you always think you need to be able to do it or figure it out in two times.
Mm. Yeah. Especially, I don't know how it is in Switzerland, but in France, we have very much this culture of trying things out is not really the thing. Like, you need to finish the studies, have a job, proper job, that's it. And and I think in the US, it's much more flexible. They try stuff, they fail, they lose money, whatever. Yeah.
I also think it's the new generation now because, you know, we're still growing up of like, oh, you just need, you know, you need your path, you need your way. And it's as soon as you're third year, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Totally. Yeah.
And then you're like, you know, what is my work-life balance? And at some point you just get in, you always get at some point in your life where you ask yourself, is this it?
Mm.
This is it?
Mm.
Is it this? You don't even know how to answer, how to ask that question anymore. It's like, what?
Yeah. And some people ask themselves at 40, 50, 60. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were lucky to ask ourselves early, from an early age.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
but mostly it's about, you know, being confronted. And I mean, I don't want to say anything mean now, but I just realized this in my own life and with other people's life. It's normally something like bad has to happen to your life, or, you know, like a deeper cut in your life that you're like, holy mother of God, we don't have so much time on this planet. And am I really happy with what I'm doing? Or how I'm spending my time, if it's, you know, with friends at work, with conversations, with be like the whole environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think I asked myself that without having something bad happen, but then I had this back pain. And that made me go deeper with myself, I think.
Yeah.
But I always ask myself, okay, what do I really want to do? Am I happy? Is this it? And all these things. But then, it made me go away from yoga and towards something else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's always, you know, several paths. And the most beautiful thing is, multiple ways go to Rome, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think everybody needs their own therapy, their own path. And I mean, sometimes, you know, people are like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, I do this and that. Mm. And then they're like, yeah, I don't know if it's mine. I'm like, you know, you just need to find your key to your lock.
Yeah.
It cannot be the same for everybody. I mean, sometimes I have clients as well, and I know, like, maybe I will see them the last time because it just doesn't fit. And it's okay to not fit to everybody, to suit everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as it's going away from perfectionism and just living authenticity, you know which word I mean. Authenticity.
I don't know either.
Authentic life. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yes.
I cannot even say that word in German. It's like, it's an error in my head.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Authenticity. Maybe.
Yeah, anyway.
Write it in the comments.
What's the right English word? That's when foreigners do a podcast in English. Yeah. So what else were we, there were many things you were saying and I was like, yeah, I want to say something about that. But of course I don't remember now because I don't take notes because I'm not structured.
That's okay.
Maybe you want to share tips for people who are finding or whatever you see the biggest problem is in
okay So yeah. Work on your issues, your mommy and daddy issues, your kind of like childhood traumas, and everything you don't believe and everything you think is impossible in life. Because I think my favorite quote is, if cauliflower can be a pizza crust, you can be anything.
Oh my God.
And everything is it seems impossible until it's possible.
Yeah, it's true.
And just fucking do it. I mean, like, I don't know how many times my parents were like, you sure you want to do that? And why are you doing that? But it's like, I'm doing it for myself and not for them.
Yeah, so inner child stuff.
Yeah.
Which you do in hypnotherapy.
It's just stopping doubting yourself for everything. I mean, and as soon as, yeah, exactly. It's like hypnotherapy, like subconscious stuff, go to mediums, go to card readers. I mean, if you're like open to all of that stuff, if you want to find answers, then maybe something else can give you, somebody else can give you an answer. I mean, you don't always have to do the work by yourself. So, I mean, yeah, you do need to do your subconscious work by yourself, but you need people to assist you or to guide you through.
Yeah. You cannot do that by yourself at the beginning. It's too hard. Yeah. You don't even know.
And surround yourself to have a small action plan and be like, okay, where do I need to start and what I want to do and have a vision. And I mean, I did my whole branding. And then after like 2 years, my friend was like, you know, this and that about your branding, if you want to expand and if you want to have plans, right? So I was like, oh my God, yeah, I need to do a rebranding. And I was like, fuck no, why was I working so long? I had like this whole thing, you're like, you know, you're just throwing it aboard and starting from scratch at some point. And that is okay too, to just transform yourself. And even though you had this idea at the beginning, I think, I don't know how many ideas I've had, but it's fine to, you know, give yourself time. And even though it takes years, like, I mean, for me, it was like, you know, having a practice, then writing a book, then having a podcast, being a speaker, having my own academy. It like all sums up kind of like to the same stuff now, but it needed time. It needed four and a half years to know where I'm standing now today. And at the beginning, it was just, you know, wanting to become self-employed. And that was like the biggest thing on earth, right? And I think there can be so much more accomplished than you think, you know, is only possible in 20 years.
Yeah. Amazing. Congratulations.
No, thank you.
You are an inspiration.
That's why I love to support people like you who are so amazing as well, of, you know, doing their own thing and living their own dream.
Thank you.
Of wanting to do this and to just kick ass.
Well, there's no other way also for me. I know once you stepped into this world, it's too hard to, I cannot imagine going back to something else, you know?
No, there's no way back.
Yeah. So there is this, you have to, there is a lot of work, but there is also a lot of inner work, I think, you know?
Exactly.
They go hand in hand, and this way you can really move forward without hustling, I think. You still need to put the work in, but you still need to sit at your desk or whatever. But
yeah,
I think it shouldn't feel super hard.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one life tip for me is, well, now, like, take shortcuts if you can. Like, as I said, to become a therapist, I always thought you need a 3.5 year education. And now I have a course that is in 6 day where I'm like, you can be a therapist after 6 days, and it's absolutely possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing. People doubt, and I know it for myself, the longer I think about something, the more I doubt myself, and the more the less I want to do it, right? Yeah. Because it takes long. And as soon as you get into action steps and wanting to do something, then you are already in that kind of drive to become and do something.
Yeah. Everything starts to align.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're already in the energy for your for having the frequency and the different attraction.
Yeah. Some manifestation tips? Or was that one?
Hey, also here, depending on what kind of manifestation type you are, some of them there have to be super detailed oriented, and some of them are just like, I'm going to think about this and it will come to me. Mm. And yeah, trusting the process of being at the right time, at the right place, meeting the right people.
Yeah.
And having the right thoughts.
Yeah.
The right inklings, the right information coming to you.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like we think we want something and it doesn't come because maybe we don't actually want that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We are mm-hmm. sure that we want mm-hmm. something, and then there's something in us that's like, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
It's also super interesting, I find.
Yeah. And sometimes it just needs, you know, the right timing for some stuff. Like, I mean, I was like, okay, the academy, I knew I'm going to do it. And I already had the vision already a half a year ago. But it was just not yet the time and readiness mm-hmm. that I felt like, okay, now I can do it. And now it's really good timing. And as soon as I was like, okay, now is the right timing, then it was no problem to find attendees who would join the course.
Mm-hmm. So don't force things.
I mean, do force, like get out of your comfort zone and do force stuff sometimes. But I mean, accept it if it just, if it's not the right timing, and don't just give up.
Yeah.
It's also an expansion of, you know, being like, how secure do I feel in myself? And I mean, you know, when I was in my 20s, I had people who were like, who are you to be a therapist at your 30s? You don't have any life experience. And yeah, with those people, they're still asking me like, and now you live from it? Really? How? And like, because it's not in their system. And that is okay too, but it's about you feeling confident about yourself and know why you're doing things the way you're doing it, them or it.
And were you always that confident, or you had to
never work on that? Never. Of course not. I just realized, you know, the more you know what is a projection from others or a conditioning out of your past. As I'm saying, if you don't believe that cauliflower can be a pizza crust, then you will not be ever a pizza crust. So
perfect metaphor. So limiting beliefs and conditioning work again.
Yeah.
Basically.
For sure.
Yeah.
And live your dreams. Like, once you know you only have one life, then you will start tomorrow.
Yeah, what's the point of waiting? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What you waiting for?
So that can be the end word, if that's okay with you, yes, unless you want
that's
to stay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Again, if cauliflower can be a pizza crust, you can be anything.
Perfect. Thank you, Rahel.
Thank you so much for having me.
We can find you on your podcast.
On my podcast, the Sharing is Caring podcast. And my website is rahelpapis.com. It's Rahel, RAHELPAPIS.com.
And
super happy. Rahel Papis. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.